What are the steps to implementing Azure Spatial Anchors? First thing you need to do is to go to your Azure portal and create Azure Spatial Anchor resources that will give you a key that will define your specific application and allow you to access to your saved anchors. Next thing you need to do is choose your SDK. We have multiple of them. Unity, Objective-C, Java, and C++ SDKs. Once you include these SDKs into your own code base, you can start using the session methods to start a new session and collect the information from your environment. This information is going to be processed on your device locally, and the point cloud that is created from this information is going to be sent to the cloud. And you will get an ID at the end that defines that specific place. And that's how you start using the spatial anchors.